Hello everybody, I'm George Milan. Thanks for coming back to my channel. So this is about the possibility of a so-called border poll in Northern Ireland. That is a referendum to decide whether Northern Ireland would remain within the United Kingdom or leave the United Kingdom and be absorbed into the Republic of Ireland. Those are the only two options. There's no third way. There's no Northern Ireland going independent. And supposedly, the Republic of Ireland, United Kingdom have ruled out any possibility of a repartition, of rejoining the border, of, some of the counties being ceded by the UK to the Irish Republic or something like that. So there are only two possibilities. And virtually nobody in Northern Ireland has suggested independence. Remember, there's an Ulster independence movement in the late 90s led by Pastor Kenny McClinton, a former UVF terrorist. But Sinn Féin like banging this drum. Now, if you're not from the British Isles, you may not know Sinn Féin. Party meaning ourselves alone, was an Irish ultra-nationalist party, terrorist party for a long time. I know it's not a terrorist party for the last sort of 25 years or so. And their raison d'être is to be xenophobic and split Ireland off from our hinterland, our kith and kin in Great Britain, and have a republic of the whole of Ireland. So that is including Northern Ireland. And they're the biggest party in Northern Ireland. They're a major party in the Republic of Ireland as well, but they've never gone to government in the South. They've been part of the power-sharing executive in Northern Ireland since 1998. And why they're banging this drum? When things are going badly for them, they like to bring this one up. Now, curiously enough, David Trimble, sometime leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, he was suggesting this way back in about sort of 2008, saying, let's hold a referendum on the future of Northern Ireland and it will kill the issue for a generation. Because the Unionists would have won by quite a wide margin back then. Lord Trimble, he died 2 years ago. He's the Ulster Unionist leader who led them to the Good Friday Agreement. Despite a lot of backlash within his party, he courageously went forward with that. And, Northern Ireland owes him a huge debt of thanks for the peace, the continuity, the good community relations, the prosperity they have these days, despite being blackguarded by Ian Paisley and others. All right. So that Northern Ireland poll. But, be careful what you wish for, because nationalists, suppose you hold this poll and you lose it, you might never get it again. When there were sort of polls, not quite the same issue, on devolution for Scotland and Wales in 1979, when the separatists lost it, and then it was only about devolution, they went into the doldrums for over 20 years and things like that. There could be the other way around, like sort of when the Scottish National Party got their referendum in 2014 on breaking up the United Kingdom and they lost it. Nevertheless, they did very well in the next election. So at the moment, it looks like the people would, the Unionist side would win. Now, Catholics slightly outnumber Protestants in Northern Ireland. There was a strong correlation between being Catholic and being a nationalist, being Protestant and being a Unionist. As they shouldn't be, because, Catholicism was the original religious denomination of the whole of the British Isles. I mean, when Christianity came along, okay, in Ireland, maybe I say original, really since the 12th century. And the Catholic Church agreed to the King of England being Lord of Ireland, all the rest of it, and so on. And the Catholic Church got no corporate view on Unionism, nationalism, and shouldn't do, should be politically neutral. It's completely compatible to be Catholic and British, or indeed to be Protestant and Irish, or to be Irish and British, and so forth. So the opinion polls show that the Unionists would win by about 6 percentage points. Now, in reality, we know that in referenda, you look at them globally down the decades, the status quo has an inbuilt advantage. And that's why in Scotland, it showed that the Unionist side was going to win by 8 percentage points. I said it'll be 10 percentage points, and I was right. There's a margin of error. The don't knows and the refuse to answer, they break more towards the status quo than the proponents of change. And the proponents of change, they only win if their margin is substantial, if they're like something like 60% in the opinion polls. And there are no opinion polls which show that the side that wants to break up the United Kingdom is going to win. We know that Northern Ireland is usually subsidized by Great Britain. Now, Republic of Ireland, we have tremendous turbocharged economic growth. And one of the major things which is a halter on Irish unity was that, because people in Northern are saying, but Republic of Ireland is too poor, but that was a generation ago. Just think, what else is there? Having to pay to see the GP, Colm Eastwood, leader of the Social Democratic and Labour Party, even said this, his mother said, I'm not paying €70 to go to the doctor. which is typically what you have to pay in Southern Ireland. Now, obviously, Republic of Ireland could change our healthcare system and reduce that or even get rid of it altogether, but there doesn't seem to be much critical mass behind doing that. Well, I think it's a good idea. I think the United Kingdom wants to do likewise, because children for free, pensioners for free, certain low incomes for free, but most people, €70, what could be a higher priority? And it keeps away the hypochondriacs and the time wasters. Okay, so they would win. Now, obviously, there's, as I say, that denominational correlation between unionism and nationalism. But what about those who identify with neither group? Yeah, they break down pretty evenly. How about the new Northern Irish people, who are often, like I said, of Hindus and Muslims or whatever, and they very, very strongly towards unionism. And they're much more likely to call themselves as British than Irish. They could be both. Often they've come to Northern Ireland from Great Britain. They've come from South Asia, for example, two or three generations ago, British citizens who later moved to Northern Ireland. So for the moment, the union is safe. Remember, the vote share for the nationalist parties, Sinn Féin and the SDLP, is going down slightly. They might have less effective leaders. And so there's frustration in Sinn Féin. They feel they haven't achieved what they wanted to do. Therefore, haven't had this border poll. And people might just get a bit bored of the issue. Obviously, unionism's got problems as well. It's fractioned into three parties, Democratic Unionist Party, Ulster Unionist Party. I do not know why, for the life of me, they didn't unite decades ago. And traditional unionist voice, there is a significant difference there, because TUV doesn't agree with the whole power sharing thing. Jim Allister sort of stuck in a troubles era mindset. So they could unite the two major parties called the Ulster Democratic Unionist Party. They step forward as the Alliance Party, said Ireland was divided because communities were divided. And they're very moderate unionists. They might call them just pro-union. They tend a bit more towards unionism, their voters. They're of a very bourgeois, quite educated, tend to make a more considered view of the situation. They're less into identity politics. And then they're the Greens as well. But the Greens tend to be Irish nationalists. So goodness, I mean, so what on earth is going to happen? I mean, unionism, but the fact that sectarianism has declined has maybe benefited unionism. You can see what's good about the United Kingdom. And it's not about King Billy. It's not all this backward-looking stuff, which is off-putting to many people from a Catholic background. The Loyal Order is really in decline. Only about 10% of Protestant men in the Loyal Orders, the Orange Order, the Apprentice Boys, and so on. And it's dwindling and can't get young people to join. So there's less aggro over that sort of thing, which is probably a good thing. I mean, I wouldn't mind if the Loyal Orders didn't exist at all. That actually would be better for unionism. So what do you think? Should a border poll be held or not? Let's not forget, one was held about 1973, and it was 98% remain in the United Kingdom. Now, maybe only 59% turnout, because nationalists largely boycotted it, but it's still an absolute majority. So about 58% of people actually voted to stay in the United Kingdom, and that could have settled it for all time. And if nationalists don't want to vote, then that's their foolish fault. All right. Is the Republic of Ireland ready to receive Northern Ireland? I mean, I think it would now. The leader of Sinn Féin, Mary Lou McDonald, she claims that there will be some sort of economic loss to the Republic, but it will be neutralized after 5 years because economic growth is so much, which is based on really on guesswork. Right. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate to PayPal, George Callan, 790.com. Goodbye.